Time now for a look at legal issues in the country with our resident lawyer, Stephanie Fo from BCCC Attorneys at Law. Hello, Stephanie.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Now, today we're talking about board members and boards, how they're organized on a company.
And what is their liability?
Okay, what are their duties?
What are their duties? In Switzerland, the basis upon which the personal liability of members of the board of a Swiss joint company could be invoked is very broad. Directors' liability has become an increasingly sensitive topic over the years. Although we do not have legal changes, there's a lot of rules and standards of directors which increase the risk of claims against them.
Okay, well, how are boards organized? What are their competencies? Is it just that my buddy can be on my board of my company?
Well, he could be, but he's got liability if he does.
I see. Okay, so what are the competencies?
The board consists of one or more directors who do not have to be shareholders. First of all, at least one board member must be resident in Switzerland. And the board may actually delegate a few powers, but not all. There are some which are non-transferable duties to one director or to board committee or to members of the board. And such a delegation to members has to be authorized by the shareholders or in the article of association of the company.
What do boards actually do? What are their main duties?
Well, some duties, as I was saying, are non-transferable duties of the board. I'll give you one or two examples. For example, strategy. The directors must develop a business strategy and determine the appropriate means to pursue it. The aim, of course, must be to increase the final benefits and long-term value of the company. And they have to also determine the organization of the company, has to decide what is the governance structure and what the board itself is enacting as organizational rules. Typically, those are non-transferable duties of the board.
Well, what happens, and this has been sort of an issue over the last couple of years, if there are financial difficulties with a company, what's the board do about it?
Well, there, the board has got a big liability. First of all, in case of loss of capital, if the company is meeting important financial issues, the board must, and absolutely must, call a shareholder meeting without delay and propose restructuring measures to the shareholders. If you're in a situation of over-indebtedness, it is the concern of the company that all assets are negative. In this case, they must submit it to the auditors for examination.
So are board members personally liable?
Yes, they are. In Switzerland, directors as well as other persons managing a company are personally liable if they, for example, damage the company by their behaviour, if they have violated a duty set by law or in the articles of incorporation, if their acts are intentional or negligent, and if, of course, there is a damage. And depending on who is damaged, a successful liability claim can lead to payments to the company, shareholders, or creditors of the company.
Okay, that was civil liability. Is there any criminal liability?
Yes, there's also criminal liability. Directors can become subject to criminal liability if they do not comply with their corporate duties. A list of duties like fraud and misappropriation, general mismanagement, crimes of offence, all these lead to the criminal liability of the members of directors.
Okay, so if you're a board member, how do you mitigate your risk?
Well, first of all, you try to have a decision-making process which has to be very clear, which leads to clear decisions and unbiased business attitude. And you ensure an adequate organization in the company. Your delegation has to be clearly accepted by the shareholders, and you ensure that compliance is respected.
Okay, all right. Well, boards and board member drama is always very interesting, I find, especially in the world of business when the board members and the CEOs and the COOs don't agree. It gets very interesting, and the drama can be very much like a soap opera.
It can. And it's very complicated as well, because usually the employees also are not only board members.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome, Alex.
That's Stephanie Fo for our show, It's the Law. If you have any questions for Stephanie, you can send them to studio@worldradio.ch. My thanks to Stephanie Fo from BCCC Attorneys at Law for our program, It's the Law.